Welcome to EncLive On Air. I'm your host today, Caroline Seymour. EncLive On Air is a podcast from EncLive, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, EncLive covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Jeremy S. Abramson, MD, Director of the John and Joanne Hagler Center for Lymphoma at Massachusetts General Hospital and Associate Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School, to discuss the FDA approval of lisocabtagene maraleucel in refractory large B-cell lymphoma. On February 5, 2021, the FDA approved lisocel for the treatment of adult patients with certain types of large B-cell lymphoma who have not responded to or who have relapsed after at least two other types of systemic treatment. The approval of the CD19-directed CAR T-cell therapy represents another highly effective option for patients, said Abramson. The regulatory decision was based on findings from the Phase 1 TRANSCEND NHL-001 trial, in which lisocel elicited an objective response rate of 73% and a complete response rate of 53% in patients with heavily pretreated large B-cell lymphoma. Moreover, the median time to first complete response or partial response was 1 month, suggesting patients can obtain rapid responses with lisocel, added Abramson. The median duration of response had not yet been reached at a median follow-up of 12 months. In our exclusive interview, Abramson discussed the significance of the FDA approval of lisocel in refractory large B-cell lymphoma and provided insight into the efficacy and safety profiles of the CAR T-cell therapy as reported in the TRANSCEND NHL-001 trial. What does the approval of lisocel bring to patients with relapsed refractory large B-cell lymphoma?
The approval of lisocabtagene maraleucel now offers another highly effective anti-CD19-directed CAR T-cell for patients with multiply relapsed aggressive B-cell lymphomas. Lisocel, in general, has proven to be not only highly effective, but very safe across a wide range of histologic subtypes and patients with moderate medical comorbidities.
So let's dive a little bit into the data from the TRANSCEND NHL trial that served as the basis for the approval. Starting with efficacy, what data did we see?
So in the TRANSCEND NHL-001 trial, this was the largest CAR T-cell trial reported to date in any disease, with 269 treated patients with large B-cell lymphomas. The median prior lines of therapy was 3, and 2/3 of patients were considered chemotherapy refractory, so this was a heavily pretreated refractory population of patients. And despite that, the overall response rate was 73%, with 53% of patients achieving a complete remission. These responses were rapid, occurring at a median of 1 month, and durable, with a median duration of response that had not been reached at most recent follow-up. If we look at 1 year, the progression-free survival for the entire treated population was 44%.
And what about safety? What should we be aware of in that regard?
Well, when we think about anti-CD19 CAR T-cells in lymphoma and in other diseases, we think about specific types of toxicity that are fairly unique to this class of immunotherapy. And that includes the activation of the T-cells leading to a cytokine release syndrome, as well as a neurologic syndrome known as immune effector cell-associated neurologic syndrome, which is often characterized by confusion and encephalopathy. These toxicities have really been seen across the different CAR T-cell products, but they were particularly low in the TRANSCEND trial. Specifically, the incidence of any grade of cytokine release syndrome was only 42%, and remarkably, only 2% of patients experienced severe cytokine release syndrome. Neurologic toxicity was seen in 30% of patients and was severe in only 10%. The use of rescue medications such as tocilizumab and corticosteroids was overall quite low, reflecting the safe and low incidence of these severe toxicities. And most notably, the vast majority of these toxicities were entirely manageable and reversible.
So it seems like lisocel is a very well-rounded product, but in your opinion, what is the most compelling feature of lisocel?
I think the most compelling feature of lisocel is the breadth of the population it was studied in. The TRANSCEND trial was a large trial and included patients not only with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, but also with double hit and triple hit lymphomas, as well as high-grade lymphoma that was transformed from underlying low-grade lymphomas, including follicular lymphoma, marginal zone lymphoma, and others. It was also the only pivotal trial of CAR T-cell therapy in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma to allow patients with secondary CNS lymphoma to enroll, where indeed responses were observed, as well as in patients who had received a prior allogeneic transplant, and we have seen no cases of graft versus host disease in those patients, and importantly, patients did not require a minimum absolute lymphocyte count in order to enroll and produce a CAR T-cell product. And so overall, we studied a very broad and large population. And in that population, I think both the efficacy, which is very encouraging, and safety, showing this could be administered to patients independent of age, as well as the presence of moderate comorbidities, suggests that this is a highly effective and widely applicable product across patients in need.
And now that it's available for practicing clinicians, is there anything you would really like to emphasize about its administration?
Well, I think any CAR T-cell product requires careful diligence and monitoring of patients. The low incidence and the relatively later onset of CRS, which occurred at a median of 5 days on this trial, does allow for outpatient administration, which was studied in the setting of the TRANSCEND trial. I would encourage centers that have no experience in outpatient CAR T-cell therapy to still administer this product as an inpatient until they establish the necessary infrastructure so that patients can be appropriately closely monitored in the outpatient setting. It's also important when treating patients on CAR T-cells to involve multiple stakeholders and collaborators, including colleagues from critical care medicine and neurology. However, thankfully, the services from those colleagues are usually not required since severe toxicities with liso-cel are low.
I did want to ask you if there are any other ongoing research efforts with liso-cel or just other CD19-targeted products under investigation that you wanted to spotlight.
So liso-cel is not just being looked at in multiply relapsed diffuse large B-cell lymphoma and other aggressive B-cell lymphomas. The TRANSCEND trial that led to the approval of liso-cel in large B-cell lymphomas also has an arm for mantle cell lymphoma. That arm is ongoing, and thus far, we're seeing high rates of overall and complete remissions that appear durable in that patient population, particularly in patients who've previously been treated with a BTK inhibitor. In a separate study, liso-cel is being studied in patients with multiply relapsed chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And there again, we're seeing high response rates and high rates of MRD eradication in patients with CLL who previously been treated with a BTK inhibitor and in patients who also received prior venetoclax. Beyond patients with CLL and mantle cell lymphoma, liso-cel is also now being studied in low-grade B-cell lymphomas, so patients with multiply relapsed follicular lymphoma and marginal zone lymphoma are under study, and these patients have previously been shown to have very high response rates to a different anti-CD19 CAR T-cell product, axicabtagene ciloleucel, though with high rates of CRS and neurotoxicity. So we're eager to see how liso-cel will perform in that population. Additionally, though all of those studies are looking at liso-cel as a single agent, we're also looking at liso-cel in combination, trying to consider whether combination of an anti-CD19 CAR T-cell with a targeted therapy might help maximize response, overcome potential resistance, and even potentially reduce toxicities. And so this has been evaluated and is an ongoing evaluation of liso-cel in combination with immunomodulating agents, immune checkpoint inhibitors, and BTK inhibition.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field and recaps from our State of the Science summits and institutional perspectives in cancer webinars. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and OncLive SOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you like today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.